This is VOA News. I'm Jeff Custer. Ukrainian officials say Russian forces are escalating their onslaught against Ukrainian positions around the devastated eastern city of Bakhmut. The officials say the intense attack is bringing new levels of death and devastation in the grinding, months-long battle for control of eastern Ukraine that is part of Moscow's wider war. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said there is almost no life left around Bakhmut and the nearby Donetsk province city of Soledar. He added that this is what madness looks like. A deputy Ukrainian defense minister says Russian forces are advancing literally on the bodies of their own soldiers. European Union officials met with NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg in Brussels Tuesday to discuss continued aid for Ukraine in its war with Russia. Speaking to reporters following the meeting, Stoltenberg said despite recent victories by Ukrainian forces, Russia cannot be underestimated as it is mobilizing more troops, working to acquire more equipment and show a willingness to suffer losses but continue the war. With that in mind, Stoltenberg noted allies were providing new equipment to help Ukraine's war effort.
And I welcome the new announcements just over the last days by the United States, Germany, France, to also provide new types of armored vehicles, infantry fighting vehicles, and other types of armor to Ukraine.
Stoltenberg, along with European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen and European Council President Charles Michel, later signed a joint declaration on EU-NATO cooperation. 24 hours a day, you can find more information on this story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization's European Regional Office said Tuesday countries should consider recommending passengers wear masks on long-haul flights to counter the latest Omicron subvariant of COVID-19, given its rapid spread in the United States. At a briefing at WHO regional headquarters in Copenhagen, WHO Europe Regional Director Hans Kluge warned against complacency.
We share the current view of the European Center for Disease Control, ECDC, that the ongoing surge in China is not anticipated to significantly impact the COVID-19 epidemiological situation in the WHO European region at this time.
President Joe Biden, Mexican President Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador, and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau are meeting for a series of talks in Mexico on migration, trade, and climate change. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
President Biden meets today with his Canadian and Mexican counterparts at a summit aimed at mending tensions that divide the continent. It's often called the Three Amigos Summit between leaders of nations with deep diplomatic and economic ties. But there is tension, which was on display during the president's meeting yesterday with Mexican leader Andres Manuel López Obrador, who challenged the U.S. to improve life across the region. President Biden pointed to the billions the U.S. spends in foreign aid globally.
Unfortunately, our responsibility just doesn't end in the Western Hemisphere.
The summit's key takeaways revolve around better connections between the countries on energy, climate change, migration, and other issues. Sagar Magani, Washington.
UN human rights officials said Tuesday Iran's government has weaponized the death penalty to strike fear into the population and stamp out dissent, saying the executions amounted to state-sanctioned killing. Speaking to reporters at a news conference in Geneva, UN High Human Rights Spokeswoman Ravina Shamdasani quoted UN High Commissioner Volker Turk.
Criminal proceedings and the death penalty are being weaponized by the Iranian government to punish individuals participating in protests and to strike fear into the population to stamp out dissent in violation of international human rights law.
Iran hanged two men Saturday for allegedly killing a member of the security forces during nationwide protests, and more have since been sentenced to death. The UN Human Rights Office in a statement said it has received information two further executions are imminent. For more information on this story and all the stories we're covering, once again, go to our website, voanews.com. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.